Morning, Shadow Hills. It is Wednesday, May 13th, and Kim has more information to share, so we'll turn the floor over to him. Kim?
Good morning, everyone. You're probably wondering why I'm here in the morning, and I wasn't here yesterday afternoon. Well, the answer is the mighty Gus was busy and said he couldn't do this. And without mighty Gus, there is no podcast. It just doesn't happen. So I got postponed. So there is a higher, there's a hierarchy here, and the person above the president's Gus, there's no doubt about it. Okay, hey, I'm going to read you an email, because just so, it's kind of interesting. This is a person who wants to impeach me, and I'm going to save you the trouble. But let's talk about it. It said, because there's some things here that are being posted that aren't quite accurate. This nice person was cited two times and says that she's getting citations because of me, Kim Fuller, that I'm demanding security to give citations because Sun City Shadow Hills needs the money. No, we don't need the money, but I guess it's a good way to make up a deficit because we are going to have a deficit. But we're not doing it for that reason. I hope we never write a ticket. I just kind of hope everybody just kind of helps each other get out of this mess. So her son is a lieutenant in the Santa Monica Police Department, said the citations are rubbish. I responded that the son is not in jurisdiction over this HOA, the board is. So that's incorrect. She got a ticket for not wearing a mask. Okay. We've reduced that fine to $25, but it still is, and you don't have to wear a mask outdoors anymore. That's nice. She got a ticket for speeding. That's an easy answer. Don't speed. Don't speed. You don't have to worry about it. And then let's see. I'm only supposed to make sure the community is running smoothly. Well, I'm trying, but I'm putting anxiety. She's getting anxiety, and I said, "Well, don't speed and follow the rules. You won't have anxiety." So she's telling me I must stop my behavior because a group of residents are going to impeach me. Well, I want to say, oh, and she says they're 3,000 strong, and I'm one little person. I totally agree. I am one little person in this mess, but I'm going to save you the trouble, Linda. I can't give a last name, but I can give first names. You don't need to go about impeaching me. All you got to do is get 1,726 people to request my resignation, and I'll withdraw immediately. The minute the majority of you don't want me doing this, I have no desire to be an obstructionist. I have other things to do. I'd like to think the board's here just to help. Now, this does raise a question for Monday's meeting. Monday's meeting, we are going to be talking about the state order on gatherings, the state order on visitors, and how we should proceed. I still believe that it's a good idea that we try not to have these visitors and try not to commingle. If somebody does get the virus, it will help us to isolate it. But the board's going to be talking about this. I need you all to write to me. Write to the board, write to me and say, how do you want to proceed? But understand, it's kind of all or nothing. If you want to have gatherings in your home and guests come in, well, it's all going to be then we don't get involved. And at that point, everybody will be on their own. But understand, the intermixing of people will make it, I think, a little more dangerous. But I'll leave that in your hands to let us know. Now, I will tell you, the board has told you that we would let you know if anybody contracted the virus within this complex. We do have an interesting case. A person who lives here in the wintertime, who flew home to, where'd they fly home to? I forget. Minnesota. Flew home to Minnesota. After being back in Minnesota, this person did contract the virus. This person has died. So the person flew home beginning of April, around April 5, and died on May 7. We have contacted the Riverside Health Department if they want to investigate this. Some of the friends and relatives thinks that she might have contracted it in flight on their way home. So it's dangerous. And consequently, if people are isolating themselves, it makes it maybe a little safer for all the rest of us. And I will tell you, I'm still of a personal philosophy. I have very much difficulty with people who write, and I tell them, is the inconvenience of not seeing a guest, is that more important than somebody's life? I don't see that. I think we hang in there for a couple of weeks and try to get past it. Now, let me tell you, the county came out with new orders. The new orders actually rescind the past orders. So I had a lot of emails from people saying, well, now that they've rescinded these orders, we can have guests and we can gather, we can do all this. That's not how it worked. What they said was, we are rescinding this order to jurisdiction of the state order. Now, the state order is very specific. This is what it says. All individuals living in the state of California are currently ordered to stay home or at their place of residence, leaving only for permitted work, which is essential work, local shopping related to open sectors, healthcare, food, personal exercise, etc. Further explanation goes on to say there's no gatherings of any size at any location. So that is the state order. So many people have requested because people have written and said, Sun City Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, they allow guests. My answer is, I don't care. I just don't care at all about any other HOA in this whole country. I only care about the residents here. So as long as the board is willing to enforce the stay-at-home rules in order to keep people safe, I'm on board. And I'm going to be the guy to oversee and make sure it's implemented. But we are going to be talking about it on Monday, so let me know. So to answer the question, right now I don't care about those other HOAs. And maybe that's the reason Sun City Palm Desert has 8 cases at the moment. We've got only maybe 1. So let's hope. And we're not even sure that case happened here. We think it happened in Minnesota, according to the reports. But we're going to let Riverside County Health Department decide that. So that's the answer as far as the state guideline. Stay at home is still in order. No gatherings is still on the books. Now, masks are only recommended outside. And the interesting part was the old order said you had to carry a mask. You didn't have to put it on, but you had to carry one. Now, a lot of people thought that was a little absurd, me being one. Well, that's now no longer the case. So if you are outside, you don't have to wear a mask. And you don't have to carry one in your pocket. Just to let you know, that did change. Okay. Now, as far as the stay-at-home order, think about the complexity of how this works. If you have a visitor in your home, and we lift these restrictions. If you have a visitor from the outside come to your home, and then the people here intermingle by having a dinner party or play cards together, whatever it might be, and everybody starts intermingling, then pretty much we've got the outside world intermingling with the inside world of the HOA, which makes it, if somebody does contract the virus, it's much easier that the spread takes place. If there are no guests and we don't gather together, if somebody does contract the virus, it makes it easier to isolate that person so it doesn't spread to other people. That's the whole point. That's what you need to think about. Now, currently we don't have guests for all the activities, golf, tennis, pickleball. We don't gather at homes. We don't have outside guests. If that changes, you can see the intermingling issue. And I'm not so sure we should be so motivated to eliminate that as far as trying to make it safe. Now, let's see. Reservations for courts. Reservations for courts are now being taken 7 days a week. It used to be you'd call in Monday through Friday. Nobody would take your calls on Saturday, Sunday. What that caused was an overload of the system on Monday because everybody was calling on Monday for Saturday, Sunday, Monday. They were calling for Saturday, Sunday at the end of the week and Monday for the next week. So staff will be online to take your reservations on Saturday and Sunday in order to lighten that load. Now, for the pools was interesting. There is no state guideline on the pools, so we're going to be utilizing the last set of instructions we have from the county. So now, on the pools, indoor pool, we've increased the capacity, so there's one person in each lane. So that's four people in that pool. I can let you know that even after yesterday's call-in for reservation, there are spots available for the indoor pool next Tuesday. So the reservation system is starting to work, and the additional times is starting to work. Now, the outdoor pools were remaining the same. Only one person in the pool at a time. The exception, occupants of the same household may be in the pool at the same time. You must give both names when you give a reservation so we can verify you are occupants of the same household. Same thing with the pools. We're now taking reservations 7 days a week. That way there's not an overload on Monday. Many of you wrote to me on Monday about the fact you couldn't get through. Well, part of that was the fact that they're calling for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And the other factor is we think which will slow down is many people were calling when we opened up the indoor pool with a lot of questions. So the average phone call, instead of being about a minute, was taking 3 to 5 minutes, and it just backed the whole system up Monday. As of yesterday, in dealing with reservations for the indoor pool, it went smooth, and there's spots available. So feel free to call in and make that work. Now, the board is still concerned about social distancing in the outdoor pools because we don't have lane lines, and we don't think a priority is for multiple people to swim in a pool, float around, and socialize. We do not see that as a priority. We see the priority being people who want to exercise. Now, that does mean you can reserve it for 30 minutes and float around in the pool to your heart's content. You do not have to swim. You can do whatever you like. We just don't want 4, 5, 6 people in that pool trying to stay 6 feet apart to maintain social distancing without lane lines. We just don't think it'll work well. In the indoor pool, naturally, lanes are more than 6 feet apart, so we can know the swimmers will be at least 6 feet apart. There still is, we don't want gatherings on the deck. We don't want people hanging around, so it makes sense. Nope, no gathering in a pool. Now, the same with the courts and the pool usage. As soon as you're done, you have to leave. I oversaw three citations to the pickleball, three pickleball players yesterday. Got done playing, and they sat at the tables, and they're having a conversation for 10 minutes. So they were all cited. Please, the point here is you get done playing, you need to leave. Get in your car, go home. You know, it's opened up quite a bit, so that's kind of nice. Let's think about it. We've gone from doing nothing and wearing masks all the time. We don't need masks outside. We can swim, play tennis, play pickleball, play bocce with some restrictions. That's okay. That's okay. Hang in there for a couple more weeks. Very quickly to go through, golf courses are open, still no masks are required. You don't need to put one in your bag anymore. And no guests. The golf course is closed to all activities except golfers while playing. So this is still the HOA rule. You can't walk, jog, bicycle, bring your dogs on the golf course. That's always been in effect. Tennis, pickleball, bocce is open. You now get reservations 7 days a week, but there you must leave the area. Stay at home is still in effect. Gym is closed. That is very clear in the state order. I personally think the gym will be the last thing to open up. They're going to be very cautious about that gym. Fitness classes may not happen per state order. Clubhouse games and activities. All the clubhouses are closed. That's very clear in the state order. The driving range, practice area, putting greens, putting course, all closed except for golfers when they go to play. And that's it. We're trying to minimize social distancing. And if you all remember, we opened the putting greens once. It didn't work. Dog parks are closed per state order. In the state order, here's what it says. You may walk your dog, but dogs have to stay 6 feet apart. I've never seen a dog park able to do that. So we can't open it yet. All the clubhouses are closed. The HOA office is open by appointment only and only for essential business. So you can't, you know, you can't just go in to get a book or something. Otherwise, you need to phone and make an appointment. Now, the state recommends, a very strong recommendation is made that all persons who are 65 and older that have chronic underlying condition, have a compromised immune system, self-quarantine. So although this stuff is starting to lift, they're being very careful about saying you need to be responsible for your own actions. Now, the DRC is meeting on 5/18 to try to establish procedures in order to start the DRC approval process. Many of you want to do these outside improvement projects, and they've been put on hold. We haven't accepted the applications. So we're going to hopefully have DRC meet. They'll be in the ballroom, five people all spread out. You'll be spread out way far away in order to get, if you have to have a hearing. Now, there is no email of applications. That is per CCNRs. The CCNRs do not allow you to email those applications. There's only two ways to present them. One is in person, which the board is not allowing you to do. We're not going to let you bring those applications to the office. The other way is by mail. So you need to mail the applications by first-class mail. Once you mail it, we get them. You'll get confirmation we have them. If something's missing, we'll let you know so that you can get the new stuff in. So in the meantime, stay focused, stay diligent. Please get back to me on how you wish to continue. The board's going to discuss on whether we're going to maintain the social gathering rules, if we're going to maintain stay-at-home orders, and to what extent on Monday. So it'd be nice to hear where everybody wants to come from. It's a pleasure once again. Stay safe out there. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Kim. Well, we're living in historic times. Have a good day. Bye-bye.